guys, San Francisco is stale, and I'm here to tell you how it could change.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everyone, Didi Dam here. This is San Francisco Dam, your show for the Ides of March. That is Friday, March 15th, 2024. How are you doing, everybody? And I'd like to thank all new listeners and my day ones. Thank you for coming by. I appreciate you. Of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday cherubs wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday today, March 15th. Now let's get right into it. The city of San Francisco, the culture right now is cycling through. New things are being created and emerging, and it is currently stale. San Francisco is stale. That means it's lacking freshness and originality. From the so-called newspapers, the major newspapers, stale. The major politicians, stale. The major journalists, stale. The major advocates, stale. A culture of staleness and unoriginality, it is stagnant. And the city represents this, but these people have had a lot of rope. They've had, basically, it's been their playground, and they created this. And I'll make some other statements. We need fresh politicians. They could be older, but they have to be not from the status quo. We need new journalists. And I know what I'm saying, and they need to be not from the status quo. There is a coven of these people. The advocates, they have their coven. The journalists, they have their coven. The politicians, they have their coven. They all get the shine. They all get their little paychecks. And look at San Francisco. San Francisco is stale and needs fresh blood all around. Now, I don't consider myself an advocate. In fact, I used to advocate for the Tenderloin, and then I stop. Because if you call yourself an advocate and you've been doing something for years and you don't see a change, then what are you? An exploiter, an opportunist. There, I said it. I was an advocate for the Tenderloin. I drop kicked that for a variety of reasons. Actually, I had a major accomplishment. I was advocating for a very deplorable micro area of the Tenderloin. And I had a major accomplishment, was on TV about it, etc. And the area got cleared. But I drop kicked calling myself an advocate. One, because guys, I'm not a phony. Okay? I don't want to be pimping the less fortunate, the real less fortunate, to prop myself up as some savior and get all the narcissistic shine, because I'm not a narc, okay? And I'm talking about myself, so I don't consider myself an advocate, but I was, and I stopped. Also, some people who benefited did not show appreciation. They didn't show appreciation. I'm not going to name the race of these mouse-like people. They didn't show appreciation, and then, you know, a lot of them lost their businesses because there was nobody advocating for them. San Francisco has a gigantic nonprofit class of people considering themselves helping these neighborhoods in San Francisco that really need help. Now, if you have a lot of witches stirring the broth, don't you think it should be tasting good? If you have a lot of advocates and nonprofit people so-called helping the city, wouldn't you think San Francisco would be sparkling clean and well ran? Well, it's not, because it's stale. We need new politicians. There, I said it. We need a new mayor. Yeah, because City Hall is stale. We need new board of supervisors because they're stale. Look what San Francisco has become, a laughing stock, the butt of jokes. But I have to say something positive. San Francisco is visually beautiful. The terrain is great. The weather is nice. Today it's been in the 70s Fahrenheit. Very beautiful. When you come to San Francisco for the first time, you will have that honeymoon period. I do laugh at the people in their honeymoon period. You know, these pretentious young people coming through. Oh my God, I don't know what they're talking about. San Francisco is great. That's why they call it the honeymoon period. But to stay on the topic, it's a very beautiful looking place. Nice architecture. When you're walking around, you're like, wow, it's pretty. And then you see what the stale system has allowed to flourish on the sidewalks and the criminality, because they're stale. And I'll say it again, from the politicians at City Hall, from the mayor to the board of supervisors, to these big name journalists, to the big name newspapers, to the big name advocates, the big name nonprofits, stale, stale, stale. And I'll even say further, people over 50 in any of those categories, politicians, people over 50 that have been doing it for a while, they ain't going to save San Francisco. They're saving themselves. They're putting themselves on the pedestal to get the shine, to be opportunists. I know this is pretty, if you've never listened to the show before, you might think, wow, that's pretty intense. I'm telling the truth, y'all. Telling the truth as I see it. As a sexist, womanist, bohemian, biologically born interracial widow here in San Francisco since the 1980s, and I say what people are thinking and are too chicken, you know what to say. A lot of these cowardly people listen to what I'm saying. They read what I write and they repurpose it because they're cowards and they're afraid to tell it like it is, that San Francisco is cycling out of a stale season for too many years. Stale. Lacking freshness and originality. Stale. For instance, the Tenderloin. Oh my God, so many advocates, so many a nonprofit, this and that. And it's worse than ever before. A deplorable district. Stale. Stale, stale. So guys, today is the Ides of March. That is from Shakespeare, wrote Julius Caesar. And it was said, beware the Ides of March, about Julius Caesar, and then his pal Brutus stabbed him in the back. So where that beware the Ides of March came from is Shakespeare, just to let you know, guys. Other than that, beautiful weather, beautiful this and that, very nice this and that, very comfortable this and that. Thank you so much for listening. And newcomers, there are over 1,000 of these solo cast where I demystify San Francisco dystopia. I've had a very interesting week, guys. Very interesting week meeting politicians and whatnot. Blah, blah, blah. Thank you so much for thinking about me and coming by, subscribing and recommending. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday children celebrating your special birthday today, March 15, 2024. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I love you. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Damn with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.